Hi, this is Tiffany the Last.
I'm Mary Jane.
And we're at Bar Pink with Bob Long the Third. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm at Bar Pink with two of you nice ladies.
Kicked off your U.S. 2009 tour at Spaceland last night in L.A.?
Yes, the beginning part of the My Shit Is Perfect tour 2009 was in Los Angeles last night at Spaceland, and I'm doing 36 shows in 36 days across America, up the side of America, around the back, up the end, and back down, back toward Arizona.
What is the name of the tour one more time?
It's My Shit Is Perfect. That's the name of my record. I called it that, and I mean it. And I double dog dare any critic to prove me wrong.
How is your shit perfect?
Well, it just sounds like the foot cymbal goes perfectly with the kick drum. The kick drum goes perfectly with my other drum. My finger picking goes perfectly with the drumming. And the two guitar sounds, the acoustic and the distortion, go perfectly together. And then I sing on top of that almost
just,
as perfect as I can.
Just a drum runner, right? Is that what it is? Drum running?
It is a sport. I mean, it's a noisy sport. It's a sport that uses noise as a ball. And I throw that noise ball, and people sometimes hit it, sometimes they miss it. But I sweat a lot. It's a sport, but it's noisy, and I get to drink beer.
Besides music, what goes on a Bob Log tour?
Really, on tour, you get reduced to four things. It's drive, play, eat, sleep. And then all kinds of things can happen in between that, but that's your main goal of the day. And as long as I get to play guitar, anything else can happen, but I just make sure I get to play guitar. So, yeah, during tour, that's pretty much it. You become like a caveman. It's like must food, must sleep, must play. They didn't really have the play part. Maybe they did. I don't know.
Must get naked girls to sit on your lap.
Naked girls on my knee. Now, I don't know what show you were at. People sit on me. It's true. I can only remember one or two of them being naked. I mean, on the stage, that is. I bounce people on my knee while I play drums and sing guitar, and it's usually girls. I've bounced a couple before, bride and groom. One dude, I thought it was a girl, but that was a guy. In Sweden, it was a very pretty boy. Like, that was a dude, man. I'm like, could have fooled me.
Well, how do you balance the girls on your knees while you're playing?
Incredible, unbelievable leg strength. My legs can bounce anybody as long as I'm playing the guitar. It only works if I'm playing the guitar. If I'm not playing guitar, I probably couldn't bounce at anything. But when I'm playing guitar, I can do things that I can't normally do during the rest of the day. I guess it'd be like, you know, when Popeye eats his spinach. That's what guitar does to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was wondering if you're familiar with Arrested Development, the show, because when I saw you were playing here, all I can think of is blah, blah, blah.
I don't know that. I'm sorry.
Maybe someone does. It's so hard for me not to just come out and say blah, blah, blah.
Well, I was born before that show, goddammit, so I'm suing.
So no one goes, hey, blah, blah, blah.
I've never heard of this till this particular moment, but I'll say yes to anything with all that. You guys smell that perfume. It smells really nice.
Well, what are you looking forward to on this tour?
Playing guitar every single day. That's my goal. I want to play guitar every single day. If it's in a big festival, cool. If it's in a tiny bar, all right. I can't tell the difference. I can't see.
Well, you had a busy 2008, too.
I tour 6 months a year. I tour a month. I go home a month. I tour 3 weeks. I go home 3 weeks. But it's 6 months a year, and I go everywhere I can. I go to Europe, Japan, Taiwan, Iceland, doesn't matter. I'll go anywhere. Anywhere there's a room full of people drinking beer. And there's a lot of places like that. And I can't hit them all, but I can hit as many as I can. And sometimes it takes me 3 years to get back to a place. And it's not because I don't want to. It's just because I got too many other places I got to go back to as well. I just keep doing it. As long as I get to play guitar every day, I'm happy.
How would you describe your typical fan?
I don't know if there is typical, but I guess it would be someone that likes to smile and dance and maybe sweat a little bit would be the most of the people in the room, and not afraid of smiling. Sometimes people that take things a little bit seriously, maybe they don't get it so much.
Well, what's been sort of the highlight of your music career? What really sticks out?
Lots of things. I guess playing guitar with Ariel Burnside's one. Every day, every single day that I'm still playing guitar and driving around, having adventures and sweating my ass off and doing this is amazing. That's true, honest to God, true. Tour with the Cramps was cool. I like that one. Playing in Taiwan, playing in Australia, playing in Estonia, all of them.
Well, what would be the ideal for you? What would you like to happen?
Pretty much this. It's already happening. Play guitar every single day. I don't really have anything like I'm aspiring to because I kind of think I'm already doing it. I don't know how to explain that, but it's true. I want to play guitar, I want to kick shit, I want to go all over the place and have adventures.
So could you just play the guitar and not the drums?
That's pretty much what I used to do my whole life. I was in a two-man band, I was in other bands just playing guitar, and then I started playing drums later. I could just play guitar, that's what I do, I just play guitar mostly. And then I kick shit along with it. But if I had to get on stage without my guitar and just kick shit, I wouldn't do that. I'm a guitar player.
Okay.
Guitar player first.
All right. Good to know. I just wanted to ask you about your Mr. Sis Boomba song.
Mr. Sis Boomba.
What's up?
What's up with that?
Yeah.
All right. I was going into Canada, and Canadian Customs stopped me. And I had to go into the office.
Uh-oh.
And no, it's all right. I'm real good with customs agents because all I got to do is barrage them with the truth. That's all I do. I just truth barrage them. And most cops, customs agents can't handle that. But they're like, why are you coming into our country? It's like, I'm going to put a helmet on my head, bounce a girl on each knee, get them to put their boob in my drink. Maybe they're going to clap their tits together. And then I'm going to drive to the next town and put the helmet on my head and do it again. And the guy just stopped, put down his pencil and looked at me and said, oh, Mr. Sis Boom Ba, huh? And I just went, whoa. Can I use that? He's like, I don't care. Go. And then just kick me out. You truth barrage customs agents and you tell them the truth, they usually let me go.
And was he wearing a hat? One of those funny hats?
No, he was a fat, balding dude. But he gave me that song. If I ever see him, I got to pay him something. I forgot what it is, but the publishing people told me. Not a lot yet, but just wait till next year.
And the first is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
Slang terms that I ever use? Boy, you're stumping me. I like to say doohickey a lot. Doohickey.
Okay. That's a good one.
And what's your drink of choice?
My drink of choice. If I could have any drink in the world. Any single drink in the world. Oh, special coffee. That's an espresso with grappa in it.
Aww.
Yeah. That's like a... Yeah, it kicks you both ways. Up and down at the same time, instantly, the same amount. Man!
So you're like perfect like that.
Yeah, but don't have more than three. You'll be up all night with a hangover.
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
I never really considered it. On a lady, sure. Why not? I don't know. I don't want any on me. What happens is if I fall asleep first at the party, I'm the one that gets the glasses and the mustache drawn on me. That's why I got glasses and a mustache, so that if I fall asleep at the party, there's nowhere to draw.
All right, and we're piratepods.com, and could you give us your pirate impression?
Hi, we're piratepod.com. Thanks for listening. Good night.